Well, Roush, I'd like to talk about a bill that would amend the 1964 Wilderness Act. It's called the vernaculars like Wheels Over Wilderness. Can you give us a sketch of what that bill is all about?
Sure. You're talking about a bill in Congress, H.R. 1349, that would allow mechanized wheeled travel, including mountain bikes, things like strollers, game carts, in wilderness areas, and that's been prohibited since the Wilderness Act was signed into law over 50 years ago. It's been introduced in both its current versions and in past versions by, you know, senators and congressmen who kind of constitute this pretty anti-public lands sentiment. They're some of the same senators and congressmen who've been pushing very hard for the rollbacks of national monuments that President Trump just enacted. They've, you know, looked at privatizing public lands, opening up large swaths of our public lands to oil and gas development and irresponsible motorized recreation. So it's coming from this, you know, very disturbing portion of Congress that really doesn't care much for protection of public lands.
Strollers?
Yeah, they lump in all sorts of wheeled devices. So strollers is one of those. But, I mean, I guess to be clear, the main impetus for this and the biggest change and impact would be allowing mountain bikes in designated wilderness areas.
What's the problem with wheeled vehicles in wilderness areas?
The two biggest impacts, one is ecological. When you're on a mountain bike, you can travel a lot further than you can when you're on foot or even on horse. So the impact ends up being quite a bit greater. On a bike, you travel, you know, say 20 miles in a few hours, whereas on foot, you're only going to travel 3 or 4. And so you end up just impacting a much greater amount of the landscape. And to be clear, I mountain bike all summer. It's a wonderful form of recreation, and there's lots of areas of our public lands that are open and should be open to mountain biking.
Would you take your mountain bike into the Maroon Bells Wilderness Area?
No, I would not.
Even if it were allowed?
Probably not. And that kind of gets at the second reason why I think allowing mountain bikes in wilderness is problematic, and it's more of kind of a social and cultural one. There's only 3% of the land in the lower 48 that's designated wilderness. In Colorado, it's about 15% of our public lands. So there's a huge amount of our lands that is open to mountain biking and all sorts of other forms of noisier, more mechanized recreation. And wilderness areas represent kind of one of those few places where, as a culture, we've decided to put some restraint on ourselves and recognize that values like solitude, a more primitive way of being out in the woods, are appropriate, and that we value that as a society. We want to have a place that feels different than most of the rest of our lives, which can be so hurried and connected and attached to technology. I think that's the reason why a lot of people would like to see wilderness areas kept as they are, because it's a cultural decision to limit ourselves and to place value on things like tranquility and solitude.
Would this open wilderness areas up to cars and ATVs?
It would not.
Okay.
It would not change anything in terms of the prohibition on motorized use in wilderness areas in this specific act. But I think, to be clear, once you start amending the Wilderness Act to allow things that were not intended to be allowed by Congress and the framers of the Wilderness Act, it's kind of the camel's nose under the tent. You know, are you going to get folks lobbying for a small exemption for mining or, say, for electric bikes? There's not a big difference between a mountain bike and an e-bike, and there's not a big difference between an e-bike and a dirt bike. And so, you know, once you start making changes to the law, it's difficult to see where it might end.
Well, what would you say to somebody who was in a mountain bike group that wanted to see this bill passed?
I guess I would say that there's a whole lot of public lands where mountain biking is allowed, and it seems appropriate to set aside this small percentage for a different type of recreational experience. You know, wilderness is really the gold standard of land protection, and so changing it at a time when we're going through a number of ecological crises just doesn't make sense. The other thing I'd add, there's a lot of mountain biking groups that don't support this bill. The International Mountain Biking Association, which is far and above our country's premier mountain biking advocacy group, wrote a letter to Congress, you know, saying that this is not a bill they'll be supporting. I don't think this is really kind of a split between mountain bikers and conservationists. We're pretty much all the same folks.
What's the status of this bill?
So it's been introduced in the House and had a hearing. The House Natural Resources Committee voted to pass the bill out for a floor vote. And that would be the next step, would be for the House to vote on it. And then, of course, it would need a companion bill in the Senate. There hasn't been one introduced yet this Congress. The vote in the House Natural Resources Committee was generally along party lines, but one Republican, Liz Cheney from Wyoming, voted against it, and our own Representative Scott Tipton did not vote.
Did not vote? What do you mean?
That's correct. He didn't vote on the bill, and I think he's been hearing from folks in his district that this is something that they don't support.
So instead of voting against it, he didn't vote on it?
That's correct.
So what does that mean?
You know, I don't know. His office hasn't issued a statement or spoken to the press, as far as I know, about why they didn't vote on the bill.
Will Rausch, Conservation Director of the Wilderness Workshop, thanks very much for joining me.
Of course.